Hello, all you lovely people of Pillow Talk Audio. I've been wanting to do this hair questionnaire for like a month, and I have not had time to. I've been very, very busy recently. Not enough hours in a day. So I like to usually do my questionnaires when I'm getting ready to go to sleep. So, I hope y'all didn't hear that little ding noise, or that the recorder just made, because it is a new phone, so I didn't have the settings from my older in there, so if you hear a bunch of bloops, sorry, I was just setting it to leave the screen on while I record. But anyway, been very busy lately. If you want to hear about that, I'll make an audio rambling about it. But anyway, just let me know if you want to hear about what I've been up to. And for this questionnaire, first question is, what pet name do you like to be called the most, and what pet name do you like to use the most? As far as pet names, I like to be called, I like pet names most of the time. I like pet names from people who are either a close friend or a significant other. Like, in the South, there's this weird, custom, I suppose, where people will call you, like, sweetie and baby and honey and sugar and all that kind of stuff. And you'll be strangers, and especially from men, I don't know, I don't like that. If I go to the gas station and you know, am buying a candy bar or something, I don't need you to say, is that all baby, or something like that. I don't know why, I just don't like it. But if it's especially if it's a significant other, if it's a friend, certain ones, maybe sometimes, like if you're joking or whatever, I can kind of be okay with if you call me a little nickname or something. But as far as the names, I don't mind baby or sweetie or sweetheart. I do like the ones where it's like almost like an inside joke or a nickname or something. That's always fun. I do like darling. People don't call people that anymore. I think that's why I like it. I'm a little old fashioned. And then what pet name do I use the most? I honestly don't call people pet names out loud very often, even significant others. I usually do it more through text. I don't know why. Like, I might say sweetie or sweetheart or something out loud, but like baby, babe, you know, all that kind of stuff, I don't really say that out loud. But like, if I'm sending you a text message or, you know, or something like that, or if we're, you know, typing on the computer, like through chat or something, then I'll use them. I don't know why. And I use hun sometimes, but that one I kind of, most of the time I reserve it for, I guess it's one of those, like with those southern things I don't like people I don't know that well, I might call them hun. So I guess it's a double standard, like I will call other people pet names that I don't know very well, and I don't like when they do it, but oh well. Second question, what is your favorite way to receive affection? Kissing, snuggling, sex, hand-holding. I love how it's like kissing, snuggling, then sex, and then hand-holding last, by the way. Hand-holding comes after sex. I enjoy all of those. Kissing, snuggling, hand-holding. I really like to hold hands. Most people don't like to do that. Like, they don't. I don't like obnoxious public displays of affection. Like, I don't need to, like make out with you in public, but I like hand holding in public, that kind of thing. I love to cuddle, snuggle, and kissing is just the best. I can kiss, make out, whatever, for like hours. And most of the time it doesn't. It seems like early on, I guess before you make the step to sex, it's kind of okay to just do kissing and that's it. But then once you start having sex, then it's like, okay, well, that's just foreplay now. Let's get to the good stuff. Which is kind of unfortunate. Because it's, I think, an intimate act in itself, so I think it's nice sometimes just to kiss and not have it lead to other things. Sex obviously is a very affectionate thing, but honestly, on the list, if I had to pick one I could do without, it would be sex. Like, I cannot have sex if we are doing all that other stuff, which I know is weird, but I prefer, I guess, intimacy, because, well, sex is intimate, but sometimes it can kind of be overshadowed by just, I don't know, it can turn into just sex, basically, like, oh, well, let's just have sex, like, it loses that intimacy, which is odd, because that's, like, the closest you can be with somebody, but sometimes people don't keep that closeness, I guess. I don't know. It just becomes like mechanical, and I don't like that. So, yeah. What is your favorite way to show affection? I am very affectionate with people who are, especially a significant other. I'm not very touchy-feely with friends, to be honest. But like, if you are my boyfriend, I am going to snuggle you and randomly kiss on you and give you hugs and want to be under you all the time and just, you know, nuzzle your nose and all this stuff for no reason, which I guess can get annoying, but I like to do that kind of stuff. So I guess they will have to deal with it or be annoyed, and or, you know, they can tell me not to do that all the time, because I guess it can get annoying, and I'll try to hold off a bit, but I like doing that kind of stuff, so I'll just be annoying. Number four, where is your weak spot? The place that when touched or kissed makes you go weak in the knees. I am not telling. I do have one, and I'm not going to tell what it is or where it is, because then that would be just too much information out there for people who I might potentially meet. So if we have like a PTA meetup, I do not want random people, for instance, like thumping my elbow and just have me fall on the floor quivering, and no, my elbow is not my spot. So, yeah, not going to tell. If you're lucky enough to get that close to me, then you will just have to figure it out. Number five, anywhere you can't stand being touched. I'm a curvy girl, so I have some roles in places. So I guess I get a little self conscious if somebody, like, you know, kind of touches around like my sides or wherever where that is, or maybe like on my stomach, or you know, I don't want nobody touching my love handles, you know. But it depended on the person, I might not care, but I might not say anything, but I'll be thinking like, oh no, they're touching my love handle. I wonder if they think it's weird or something like that. I think weird stuff, don't overthink everything, so, yeah. What would be your perfect morning? My perfect morning would start in the afternoon because I like to sleep in. Because I'm a night owl. Like now, it's almost 3 a.m. And I'm probably going to go to sleep after this, but. Sorry. It'll start in the afternoon where I get woken up by just waking up, like no text calls, random outside noises waking me up or anything like that. Possibly getting woken up by a significant other. If it's like not really, really early, like if it's afternoon, because I'm not a morning person at all. So if you wake me up early, you better have a good reason or food. And if you wake me up too early, I'm not going to be able to eat it. So maybe don't even do that. But yeah, I like to be woken up with maybe some breakfast in the bed. That would be nice. And kisses and snuggles and all that. That would be nice. Before or after I eat. Eat my food that was brought to me after I was woken up. Probably should be some bacon involved in there somewhere. And yeah. Maybe watch a movie or something. It's on Netflix. Watch a marathon of whatever in pajamas and snacks. What would be your perfect night? The Netflix thing could also move on to the nighttime. Maybe a nice dinner. All my perfect things revolve around food. What does that say about me? But anyway, like a nice dinner. I really appreciate when people cook for me, I think. So I think that's why it's such a thing. And either going to a movie. I really don't like going to the movies very often. Because I don't like crowds and people and stuff. So if we go to a movie at a matinee time, it really technically wouldn't be evening or night, but like a time where there's not a lot of people there, then that would be ideal for me. Because I hate going where it's crowded. Ugh, it's just the worst. And or maybe renting a movie or Netflix or downloading the movie is fine with me too. And watch a TV or something. That'll be fine. And snuggling. All the snuggles. Let's see. What is the last dream you remember? I just was thinking about this today. I just remember little snippets of a dream I had, I think last night or the night before. And I just remember being in the mirror and I was looking at my hair. And my hair is like the blackest black you will ever see. It's like jet black. So, I saw some brown, like, streaks in it. In the front a little bit, like, almost like highlights. Like, some brown highlights near the front, which I thought was weird. Because, you know, my hair is usually super black. And then, somehow, I guess I got a mirror and was looking in the back of my hair, and there was like this huge brown patch of hair in the back of my head, like almost like I had put something on my hair and it had like bleached my hair basically, like I had left it in too long in spots. And then I think in the front somewhere, I think my hair was, I had like streaks of blue or something like that, and I just was kind of like, what is going on here? It was weird. So, I don't know what that was about. Maybe I should dye my hair. I don't know. So, yeah, that was the last dream I remember. What is my first romantic memory? Could be first kiss or that crush you had in kindergarten. My first romantic memory isn't very romantic, to be honest. I was in first grade, I was a little bit behind in my reading and my math. Because my mom kept me at home for kindergarten. So I didn't technically go to kindergarten, so I guess I wasn't as advanced as the other kids. Since I had, you know, I had structured school for that year. And so for the math portion and for reading, I would have to go, me and like this other kid would have to go to the kindergarten class. And then we like caught up. And I remember being in there, and we like, they had these brown tables that you had to sit at. So I remember being in there, and he kept like messing with me. He was getting on my nerves as a boy, obviously. I still remember his name too. His name was Eddie. So if you're listening to Eddie, hey, maybe you'll remember. That would be a small world. But he kept trying to get my attention to something. And he kept like, so he would get me, you know, like tap me or something. And I would like turn up, like, what? And then he like would say something dumb or something. So I'm like trying to listen to the teacher so I can learn and get my education, you know. So he kept doing that. And then he like did it once or twice. And I was just like, what? Like, he did it like a third time or a second time or whatever. And I was just like, what? And I was really annoyed. And I turned, and he was sitting next to me, and he kissed me. And I think I hit him. In fact, I'm pretty sure that's exactly what my reaction was. Because I just, like, turned, and I was so annoyed. And he kissed, like, when I turned, his face was, like, so close to mine that he kissed me. And I hit, like, I punched him. Like, not super hard, but I just, like, pushed, punched, shoved him. And I don't think the teacher saw what happened, but I remember her, I guess she saw there was a commotion, so she like called my name, and I was like, oh crap, I'm gonna get in trouble. I better not get in trouble for that. That's not my fault, because I'm very shy. So even then, I was like super shy. So I like remember feeling that like butterfly feeling when you like almost get in trouble. So, or when the teacher calls on you and you're in trouble, and I was just like, oh no. So there was that. Like I said, not very romantic. And then for some reason, the other kid, I guess he told, because I don't think I told anybody. my friends had asked me later, and they had, like, there was this rumor going around that me and him, like, made out at recess, like, behind some bushes or something, which was not what happened. So, like, my friend was like, yeah, I heard this happened. I was just like, what? No, it's not happening. He kissed me and I hit him. That was it. So, yeah, that was my first kiss, but I don't really count that one. And, yeah. And if I count my real first kiss, that one wasn't that great either. That was with my first boyfriend. And I was really, really nervous. I was, like 17? I was a senior in high school. And I think we had went on, like, a couple dates. And, I don't even remember if he was my boyfriend at the time, but I know he became my boyfriend later, obviously. But I remember he was like dropping me off from one of our dates one time, and we were outside my parents' house, and he gave me a kiss, and I was so nervous. I was like, oh my god, I hope I'm not bad. I hope I'm not bad. I hope I'm not bad. I was like, I don't know what I'm doing, and I was all nervous. And I thought it was nice. And then later he like teased me about it, because apparently I was kissing like a dead fish or something, which was not very nice of him. And pretty much gave me like a complex about the whole kissing thing, because I'm like, oh god, I wonder if I'm still bad. But yeah, so not very romantic memories. Even though I do enjoy kissing, the first two boys that kissed me was not pleasant. Oh well. Number 10 off computers. I'm almost about to go to sleep because I've been talking so long. What does love mean to you? That is a question. I guess it can mean a lot of things because there's obviously different kinds of love. But the love we're probably speaking of is romantic love, because you can love your friends and, you know, you love your family, hopefully, maybe. But it's different than the way that you love your, you know, your best friend or something like that. But, or your boyfriend or girlfriend. But, I guess, to me, love is basically, love isn't not seeing flaws in other people, like thinking they're perfect or anything like that by any stretch of the imagination, I don't think. I think it's seeing somebody, seeing their good side and seeing their flaws, and basically being able to accept them. Like, their flaws aren't so bad that they get on your nerves so much that you just would hate spending time around this person. Like, it's almost like being willing to accept the person as they are, I guess. Which some people aren't willing to do. Like, you know, you try to change people, but to me, if you love someone, you love them in spite of their flaws. Not, wait, does it? I think so. I'm sleepy. Did I mention it's 3 a.m.? You love them in spite of their flaws, not, you know, an exclusion. Like, you love them, but I really hate this. Like, you can kind of get annoyed by people, but their flaws aren't anything that is so major that it changes how you feel about that person. And you know that that is part of what makes them who they are. So, yeah. And being, I think if you love someone, you should be willing to sacrifice or go out of your way for them. Not necessarily, you know, to your detriment, but I think that you would do things for them that you wouldn't do for other people. Like, maybe, I guess you might be doing it for a friend, but you kind of go above and beyond for that person, I think, or in my experience, anyway, that's what I try to do. And I try to do a lot of, I think it's just little things to let the person know that I care. Like, not necessarily, you know, writing poems and all this kind of stuff, but just to be, like, little stuff is what stands out to me. Like, this obviously doesn't necessarily mean that the person loves me, but, like, if, say, they pick up my favorite candy bar or something, bring it home, like, oh, I was thinking about you today, so I bought you this. Like, it just shows that they, you know, one, pay attention to things you like, two, were thinking about you enough to want to do something that they thought would make you happy. And yeah, I just think that's really sweet and very loving. All kinds of rambles on that. Question 11 is your question for the next person who does this questionnaire. Oh, shoot. Maybe I should have read over these before so I could come up with them. I think I did read over these questions, but it's been like a month since I looked at them. I had to look up and see what the name of the questionnaire was because it's been so long. I couldn't remember to find it. What is either the most romantic thing you done for someone or that someone's done for you? And if you don't have an answer for that, then what is something, what is a romantic, or something very romantic that you've always wanted to do for someone? Like maybe something you've seen in a movie or something like that. Yeah, that way nobody gets out of the question. Because you can't be like, oh no, I don't know. So, yeah, feel free to answer both or all of those. And I finally text someone to do this questionnaire. I'm going to tag a couple people. And I guess these people wouldn't know that I tag them unless they listen to this, because I'm not going to tell them. So I tag, I'm going to tag all my usual crew that I talk to on a pretty regular basis. So, Lost Among Pine. I'm going to tag Greggy Lad 1, of course. Divine Deviance. Skyla. Cuddly Bear. Who else do I want to do this? Half of those people probably won't do it. That's five people, right? That's enough. So yeah, those five. And whoever else wants to do it, of course, obviously. If you're listening to this, then I tag you. Respond. So yeah, I hope y'all had fun listening to me ramble on about randomness. And yeah, if you made it this far, good job, because this is pretty long. But I hope you all have wonderful days, evenings, mornings, nights, whatever it is where you are when you're listening to this. And hopefully I will not see, but talk to you all soon. Bye bye.